This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. On day two of their impeachment arguments, Democratic House managers are focusing on what they call President Trump's dangerous abuse of power. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani at the White House.
This conduct is not America first. It is Donald Trump first.
House impeachment manager Gerald Nadler teed up the session by saying no president has ever abused power like the current one. From there, colleague Sylvia Garcia zeroed in on the president pressuring Ukraine to investigate political foe Joe Biden, saying there's zero evidence Biden or his son did anything improper.
There was no basis.
She says the president wanted it for a reason.
For his own political benefit.
Republicans largely watched impassively, some visibly bored. Trump lawyer Jay Sekulow says focusing on the Bidens was a mistake by Democrats.
I was very surprised.
And he'll start rebutting the case this weekend. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The World Health Organization has decided against declaring the deadly coronavirus outbreak a public health emergency of international concern. From Geneva, Lisa Schlein tells why.
The decision not to declare the coronavirus outbreak a global health threat was not unanimous. Despite 2 days of intense discussions, the expert committee remains deeply divided about the decision. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the outbreak poses a very high risk in China, regionally and globally. He urges countries to remain vigilant and take precautionary measures to protect their people from becoming infected. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The International Court of Justice has ordered Myanmar to take urgent measures to protect its Muslim Rohingya population from persecution and atrocities and to preserve evidence of alleged crimes against them. We get more from Reuters' Joe Davies.
Thursday's court ruling came after the mostly Muslim Gambia launched a lawsuit in November at the UN's highest body for disputes between states. It accused Myanmar of genocide against Rohingya in violation of a 1948 convention.
It is concluded on reasonable grounds that the Rohingya people remain at serious risk of genocide under the terms of the Genocide Convention.
More than 730,000 Rohingya fled Myanmar after a military-led crackdown in 2017. The ruling dealt only with Gambia's request for so-called preliminary measures, the equivalent of a restraining order for states. It gives no indication of the court's final decision, which could take years to reach.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu were among the dignitaries who were in Jerusalem Thursday to commemorate the 75th anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz concentration camp. Linda Gradstein reports.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence spoke emotionally about the 6 million Jews killed in the Holocaust and the liberation of the Auschwitz concentration camp.
Before the war was over, in its 5 years of existence, more than 1.1 million men, women, and children would perish at Auschwitz.
The vice president said the world must never let the Holocaust happen again. The commemoration comes as anti-Semitism is increasing around the world. Israeli officials say they hope that bringing all of these world leaders together will lead to new resolve to fight anti-Semitism around the world. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Actress Annabella Sciorra was the first of former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein's accusers to testify at his rape trial in New York Thursday, AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Sciorra's voice was quivering at times. She said Weinstein overpowered her and raped her and made other crude overtures.
It's not what she expected. It's not what she wanted. And she didn't consent.
Gloria Allred is Sciorra's attorney. Weinstein is not charged with attacking Sciorra, whose accusations date too far back to be prosecuted. Allred said the defense is trying to sow doubts in her client's story.
Tried to trap her by asking a lot of details about what happened more than 25 years ago.
Weinstein was mostly expressionless, sometimes appearing to purse his lips as he chewed mints. His lawyer noted Sciorra never went to police or a doctor about the alleged rape. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm David Byrd, VOA News.